So, welcome to Blessberry and Besties, episode 3. This will probably be more interesting than, the last one, the previous one, episode 2. I don't even know what I was ranting and r raving about. Okay. So this is what I'm going to say. So you remember the time when British Columbians were keying cars without Britain license plates? Let me actually search it up right now. Let me actually search it up right now. Alberta keyed. Keyed in BC. This was in May. Them following nicely the orders. Some nicely the orders of their chief medical officer, which is nice. But they have no idea where these license plates came from. These people could have been living in British Columbia for quite a while, and you just see a license plate. Oh, they must be crossing the border illegally. Let's destroy their property, and let's leave them nasty notes to rub salt in the wound. And it's like, give me a break. Same British Columbians that are then partying so much. Like you get your oil from Alberta, gas. This is why, maybe Alberta should shut off all the gas coming to BC. They can freeze it in the winter. You don't know where those license plates came from. They've been issued in Alberta. But you have no idea if they drove in December or before the lockdown. You don't know that. Exactly. The BC RCMP are mindful that many British Columbians and Albertans alike reside in one province and commute to the neighboring province for essential work. Exactly what the RCMP is saying here. Like, give me a break. Give me a break. Actually, give me a break. Okay. Nice meme. Nice meme. If anyone that you know was upset by that, you know what? It was a meme. Not all British Columbians. You know what? Confusion, anger. You say, what the hell with those people in British Columbia? The hypocrisy comes in when those people are the same people who are making mass illegal parties in British Columbia and then keying Alberta cars. Like, that's where the hypocrisy comes in. If it's those people, that's the hypocrisy. Anyway, let's go into the next segment. Okay. For the second segment of this episode, I'll be talking about this video that my dad showed me. If you know a rally in Michigan, I don't keep track of what Donald Trump does. So let's play the video. I'll load it. It'll be bad audio quality for now, but I'll see. I'll put some editing over it to put the original audio on it. So If you could just like open, please. Hold on. Okay. So I'm just gonna let it play. And then I'll be back.
You can hear me right now?
I can hear you.
Sure. Why are you not wearing a mask?
Because there's no COVID. It's a fake pandemic created to destroy the United States of America.
But the president said to Bob Woodward that there is a virus, the coronavirus, and that it is deadly.
That's his opinion. The truth is that the CDC said there's only less than 10,000 people die from COVID. The other 190,000 have 2.6 or...
The audio does cut out at the end, but what from I can remember is this guy, this guy that I'm talking about in the segment is... In that clip, the 27-second clip, was saying that's the president's opinion. Only 10,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. All the others are other ailments. And I think if I also decide to, maybe in the next episode, I'll cover the other two people that were talking to this CNN anchor, reporter. Okay, and then my dad showed me this, and we were just making so many memes. I was even making memes with my mom, making memes with a lot of people. But you know, there's no COVID. It's a fake pandemic. And if this was in a video, like if I described this to you, and in the clip, I only see one person wearing a mask. Everyone else, so close together. Signs, everything. No social distancing, nothing. If there's social distancing without a mask, maybe I would say, you know, you should wear a mask as well. But if you're social distancing, you're 6 feet apart or more, you're good. Well, you should. But no mask, no social distancing, nothing. Like, give me a break. And he says it's a fake pandemic. Says, and then when the president said, oh, the president said to, what's the president say to again?
Created to destroy the United States of America.
But the president said to Bob Woodward that
Woodworth. Let me see who Bob Woodworth is. Let me see. Okay. I heard Woodworth. Maybe it's Woodward. Woodward. So it's probably Bud Woodward, which is a journalist. And the guy says it's his opinion. Of course, we all heard that. And then you say there's no COVID. It's a fake pandemic. And then you recognize deaths from the CBC, from the CDC. What the hell are you doing? That is unreal. Okay. There's, you know, some background noise. If you guys hear it, I'm sorry about that. Okay. How many days do we have until the election? Until... Are we in the 40s? Because I'm pretty sure we're in the 40s now. Exactly 50 days right now. Holy crap. And there's also supposed to be a New Brunswick election today. New Brunswick. I'll talk about the results, you know, tomorrow. Or even, you know, or next time I upload. Because I now upload, I know it's Monday, Wednesday and Saturday, 12:30. I didn't say time zone, Mountain Daylight Time until we switch to Standard Time, which is like, what the hell? Pick one. I better just stay on Standard. Like, it's the standard. What else? Okay. So I guess I covered all the topics that I wanted to. Now, I'll cover the rest of the COVID truthers in another segment. Next episode, which will be longer. These episodes are still insanely short, though. Okay. And I think I might even talk here about, you know, when I was doing some topics for research, what I can talk about for this episode, I was talking about, you know, instant runoff voting, you know. You know, I've been saying, like, instant runoff voting, like, what? It should be good, right? Like, or, you know, single transferable vote. I'll be doing some research for this, but now I'll just be reading, you know, the skimming a Wikipedia article for IRV. Yeah, it is used by lots of political parties, like the... it is the CPC used. CPC... race... Yeah, I can't search this up on Wikipedia. Leadership race. Conservative. Yeah, I'm going to be looking at this right now. I know this is still one continual segment. I just want to look at this. And also, I guess I have not been giving proper commentary on the election, so... yeah. I'll see you guys in the next segment. So, when I hear myself recording, so dull, ashy. Okay. For the 2020 leadership race, like that was in the election. So there are multiple different ballots. Like if I scroll down to the bottom of this Wikipedia article. Some polling, fundraising, withdraw, fail to qualify, endorsements, debates, provincial summary. Okay. So, first round. Okay. So, Peter McKay, he did okay, but Aaron was right behind him. And Sloan, he was just smacked. Who the hell is voting for Sloan, actually? Like, that guy, after he was eliminated, he raged quit and called up Bernier so he could join the PPC. Lewis, you know what, she did good. So, I guess I would give her enough, you know, standing to actually run as an MP. Have to do more research on her if she does do that. Peter McKay, you know what, I've heard some stories about Peter McKay. I've heard some stories about this guy. Like, his first round was the best he did, and then he continued getting slapped by O'Toole. Until he got, you know, the correct amount of points, just over, and won. So Alberta just... So, the first round, they gave... first round, O'Toole went out of the second round, Lewis. And then third round, O'Toole. I'm just looking at Alberta because this is where I live. Then other provinces here. O'Toole in first round only won. Alberta and Quebec. And then just won Quebec again. Lewis taking those points. And then he won the rest of the country in third ballot. Third round results. Holy crap. Good for O'Toole, I guess. I'm gonna have to do a lot of research on this guy. A lot of research on O'Toole. And I've only heard of him, like, the first time I heard of him. Like I said, this in the last episode. It was 22 minutes. Mark Critch making a segment on O'Toole. About how he wants to defund the CBC. And I was like, okay. Okay. Interesting. So O'Toole joined the military in 1991, received a bachelor's degree in history and political science from the Royal Military College of Canada. Then it was 1995, went to the Air Forces, air navigator, then became to the rank of captain. Transferred to the reserves and received law degree. And then practiced law for a decade. And then was elected in 2012 by election. Briefly served as Minister of Veterans Affairs in 2015 in the Harper government. What the hell is the Harper government? Canada's new government. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Sorry, I was just reading something like. Ran for conservative leadership race in 2017, lost. Finishing third to the winner, Andrew Scheer. Has been opposition critic for foreign affairs since 2018. And then this year won leadership race. Absolutely slapping Peter McKay. Yeah, political positions. Yeah, Indigenous. I'm going to go to Indigenous first. These the path to reconciliation involves a focus on economy in Indigenous communities. He opposes the United Nations Declaration on Rights of Indigenous Peoples, claiming that the Supreme Court has set a higher bar than that. After statues of John A. Macdonald were defaced, in protest, O'Toole said that it would be dooming to Canada to forget its history. Oh, he's that type of conservative. Okay, I see. Okay. Look, I'm pretty sure that we have history books. We teach children how to read. Like, we have a Wikipedia article. There's so much resources online about, you know, what you could hear about John A. Macdonald. Removing a statue won't make you forget history. Like, if we're going by that president, who ran Germany during World War II? Who ran Germany? Who ran Germany? If we're going by that method. Canadian values test. What the hell are Canadian values? Can someone tell me what Canadian values are? Please tell me, what are those? What is that? Okay, so this guy kills the CBC, it kills my CBC, and Kim's Convenience gets shut down. I'm going to be calling him nonstop, saying, "What are you doing? Don't touch my CBC." Anyway, what? Okay, I'm gonna have to be looking more into these positions. Thank you, Wikipedia, whoever wrote these articles. Thank you so much for writing this. Anyway, okay. Yeah. Electoral record, what's that? Did you give me the. What the hell? When I said electoral record, I didn't even want to know if you got re-elected or not, but I guess you know it. It can mean that. Well, this will be one of my longest episodes yet. Hopefully, I'll be next time. I'll be reaching for like an hour or something. Yeah, I'll be doing that. Oh yeah. So maybe by next episode, I'll have a little bit more information on O'Toole. And see what he's done in the past, anything crazy he has said in the past. Or anything like that. Well, thank you for tuning into this episode of Blustberry and Besties. I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. Because that is my new schedule. I just get so hyped up doing this now that I said I want to do this every day. Every day is not possible for me though. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna do this every 3 times a week, and I'll see if it works out. Anyways, see you guys on Wednesday. Have a good afternoon, good morning, good night, or good evening.